None of us likes to talk about our weaknesses. Nobody likes to talk about our failures. Nobody likes to think that we don't know everything. You've got to be able to be vulnerable and say, hey, look, this is where my challenges are. Tell me what your experience has been.
Welcome to Get Real, Get Results. I'm your host, Chantel Preston. I've got over 2 decades of experience in healthcare operations, project management, and consulting, and I've navigated the dance of career advancement and personal satisfaction firsthand. Get Real, Get Results is your go-to resource for navigating the complexities of a modern-day success without sacrificing your well-being. So buckle up and get ready to challenge the status quo, shatter limiting beliefs, and embark on a transformative journey toward a more authentic, balanced, and fulfilling life. This is Get Real, Get Results, and I'm honored to have you join me.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us again for Get Real, Get Results. I'm your host, Chantel Preston. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the lie that it's lonely at the top. So I'm sure we've all been through our careers and we've met with some interesting folks, but I want to talk about the fact that we're told it's lonely at the top, but it really doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be if we build our own tribe, okay? And I want to talk a little bit further about that and give you some examples that I've experienced in my own journey. Growing up, life was very different than it was now. And there was very few spots for women. So it seemed as though women were more into cutting each other's legs out from under each other to try to get to the top versus giving them a helping hand. One of the reasons why I'm so passionate about doing this and empowering women now is I want to make sure that my 3 daughters know that they can accomplish anything in life, and that them and their friends will support each other and be happy for each other no matter how much success that they happen to have in their lifetime. In my world, it was just very different. Women weren't as apt to mentor. They weren't as helpful as being an advisor. How can we change that? You know, that's a societal norm. How can we change that where women are just as helpful with each other, just as men are? Men go out on the golf course, they do deals. They hang out. They do all these things. Women don't. How do we change that dynamic and build those tribes that really help us be successful in all aspects of our lives? And that's challenging at times. I mean, for me, example is, who do you hang out with? Parents of your kids' friends, right? Because that's who you spend the majority of your time with. Sporting event, school, PTA, all those things. I realized really, really early on that I just didn't have a whole lot in common with the other moms. Some of them were stay at home. Some of them had left high-powered jobs to take care of their kids. And that's great. I loved it to hear their stories. But when it came to understanding what I do for a living or the stresses or just the management of 400 plus people, it was just different dynamics and different conversations. So I realized in the last 10, 15 years, I needed to find me a tribe. A tribe meaning a group of individuals that were on the same level that I was on, that had the same opportunities, the same challenges, the same trials and tribulations. I mean, most of what we deal with as managers and leaders, as we all know, is personnel issues. You know, who could I find that I could share ideas with, learn from their experiences, but really be authentic and vulnerable about some of the challenges that I was having? Early on, I didn't have those. I think I've said this in previous episodes. Ignorance is bliss when you're young. You just don't know any better, so you know you have no inhibitions about trying things. As you get older and wiser, and you realize the ramifications of your decisions, you just become a little bit more reserved in regards to making aggressive or risky decisions, especially when it comes to your personnel. So I wanted to find individuals that I felt comfortable with, that I could have very open conversations about things that were transpiring. I say professionally, but it usually ended up in personal conversations as well, because I think we realize that everything that happens in our professional life impacts our personal life and vice versa. Everything that happened in our personal life impacted our professional life. I wanted to find people that could really be there for me. I had great guy partners. They were awesome. I used to tell people I'd rather, you know, work with 15 guys than 3 women, because women had a tendency to be catty in certain areas. But what we deal with as women is just kind of different. And so my guys couldn't understand. They couldn't give me input. So I kind of went on a mission and I said, I'm going to find some women here in Houston that I can put together and we can get together once a quarter, however much we can, and just talk. Just talk about what's happening in our businesses, see how we can support each other, and build a tribe. And we did that. And it's been absolutely phenomenal. And the reason why is because it gives me an opportunity to have an outlet to talk about things that I just don't talk about with most people. So is it lonely at the top? It is. It can be. But can you also have those that tribe that helps you get through that loneliness? You absolutely can. How do you gain this tribe? How do you find it? There's lots of different ways. What I ended up doing was finding, you know, you start with one person. It's like a domino effect. Hey, they know another person. They know another person. Now, before we knew it, we had 15, 20 women that would get together. And we wouldn't have unstructured meetings. We would have structured meetings that we would drink some wine. We would talk about our businesses, some of the trials and tribulations, hear other experiences. We never gave advice. Made suggestions. We simply shared some of our experiences. Nobody likes to be told what to do, especially type A personality women. We don't like to be told what to do, but we do enjoy hearing experiences from other people. It gave us that opportunity. How do you find this? Because you say, okay, great, Chantel, that's great. You've got all these high-powered friends. You can all get together, but how do we find those people? I think it's different for everyone. There's organizations. It's different if you're the CEO of a company versus a manager versus an entrepreneur, you know, different things. You're needing different things. On the CEO side, you know, there's great organizations out there. I'm very big in YPO, Young Presidents Organization. We're trying to get more women in because we think it's incredibly valuable. C200 is another one. So there's organizations nationally. There's local organizations. Again, it's just going to take a little time and effort to find where that is and find the people that you feel comfortable with. Manager roles, absolutely. There's tons of them, you know, especially for women. They're popping up everywhere. The Chiefs of the world. There's tons of organizations that you can be with folks that are on the same trajectory that you're on, have the same age kids. I mean, I tell everybody, make sure if you surround yourself with a tribe, there are people, you know, that are kind of in the same places in their lives, because again, that's where you're going to get the most valuable experiences from. And then there's the entrepreneur side. You know, entrepreneurs, we're all crazy, okay? We're all creative minds, so we're not really good with, details and organization. There's a lot of accelerators showing up in each town. There's entrepreneur groups that get together that share ideas on multiple different things. You know, how to raise money, how to build your team, all those things that you're going to need as the infrastructure of your organization. And then obviously in different phases, raising capital. I really encourage you to find that tribe. One of the most probably valuable experiences I've had with my tribe is during COVID, okay? Owning and operating hospitals, I had 483 employees. I had just taken over one of my companies because one of my operating partners had gotten terminally ill. He's in remission, doing great, but he got ill. And so he called me one day and said, hey, I need you to take over our organization. Living my best life. Didn't anticipate on ever doing that again. I said, absolutely. With situations like that, you say, no problem. Don't say yes immediately. Think through things. Okay, yeah, probably should have done that a little bit more on this one. But I said, absolutely, let me take it over. I didn't realize how dysfunctional this organization was until I got into it. I had to restructure the organization, and then 6 months in, COVID hits. While owning hospitals, it was like getting hit in the face with a softball going 80 miles an hour, right? We just didn't know what was going to happen. And so you shifted from continuing to create this amazing culture to how do you retain, how do you survive, frankly, in a situation that's completely unpredictable. Needless to say, my mental capacity was just all over the board. I felt as the leader, it was important for me to stay in the trenches with my teams. So I was in the hospitals. I had very small children at home. Therefore, I was really concerned about how am I going to protect my family, but yet be the leader that I wanted to be in the field. And so I just, all these emotions. I mean, when you go out in the field in front of your staff, you know, you have to be positive, you know, I'm strong, all of these things, which inside I'm like, holy shit, what is happening? And I want to protect my family and make sure that I keep them safe. And so it was just, the emotions were just rolling from day to day. I'd wake up one day, I'd cry. The next day, I'm ready to conquer the world. You know, we all thought it was going to be a quick, you know, turnaround. Unfortunately, it wasn't. So then it, you know, shifts into how do I retain my staff? So needless to say, I needed my tribe. Okay. We had an event scheduled. We decided not to do it in person. We were going to do it via Zoom. I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I wanted to show up for my tribe and be there for everyone else. However, we got on the phone and the first thing that came out of my mouth, and I don't even know, I wasn't expecting to say, was, guys, I'm not okay. And just tears started rolling down my face. And I have to tell you, it was amazing to see these high-powered women all look and go, just take a deep breath and go, oh my God, thank God you said that, because we're not okay either. And we had a very vulnerable conversation about the emotions that came with what we were dealing with. Very different industries, okay? So every example was a little bit different, but the problems were the same. The emotions were the same. And that's when I really realized how important the tribe was, because we were able to have a very authentic, vulnerable, we cried, we laughed. But when I got off that call, I realized I was not alone. I was not having to fight this battle or deal with these uncertainties on my own. I had folks that I could turn to. So I go back to, it's hard because look, we're all busy. We have a million things going on, and building a tribe is not something that happens overnight. I mean, you're building trust. You're being vulnerable. You're having to carve out more time for these individuals. So it's not an easy thing to do, but I'm telling you, it will pay off in full force. But the time that you put in, the return on your investment is significant, because you will face situations in your life, both personally and professionally, where you need folks. And when I say your tribe, it's not the parents you hang out with your kids. It's not your friends that you go have dinner with or hang out at the ball game. It's not those people. It's people that you may not necessarily run in the same social circles, but it's individuals that are living in a phase of their life that are like-minded and in the same positions that you're in. So they understand without having to ask a million questions. They understand where you are. They also understand, you know, the dynamics of the family. I love this with YPO because, again, the requirements of YPO, we're all in the same phases of our careers. We have to meet certain criteria. So you know that when you're having these conversations, they're on the same playing field that you're on. You don't have to explain what you do. They get it. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. It matters who those individuals are. Sometimes it's great to have older ones that have already been through it, and sometimes the younger ones that haven't been through it yet. Again, everybody has different experiences. And if you'll just sit and be present and listen, you'll gain such amazing, valuable knowledge from them. So this may be why it's lonely at the top for you. And I'm just going to talk a little bit more about some of the situations I was in when I didn't have my tribe. Here I was on this trajectory. I was, you know, we had our own company. We were growing significantly. But I didn't know what to do with all the stuff that was in my head. I didn't have someone, you know, I'd go home, we talk about it with my spouse, but they didn't get it. They didn't get the stress. You know, the stress for them is how the kid's going to get to school tomorrow. Who's going to pack the lunch? I mean, you know, logistically. So I didn't have someone that I could really talk to. My business partner, yeah, great. But we talk so much about the business. You don't really talk about how it impacts the personal. I felt so alone. I felt lonely. I started to create chaos in my personal life because I would come home and I would be kind of an ogre to everybody. I'd be mean. Because I didn't know how to deal with all these emotions that were coming out. I didn't know how to deal with the experiences that I was experiencing. I was young. I had a lot of responsibility. We went through a situation where we started having so much success. You know, sometimes you take your eye off the ball and you go, oh, let's go do other fun stuff. You know, shiny penny again. We went and tried to buy a company out of bankruptcy. We thought, oh, this will be great. We'll show how intelligent, how smart we are. And you know, we can do this. How hard can it be? It was hard. It was hard. And then we had a hurricane hit Houston. We ended up having to shut one of the facilities down. And these were people that I was working with on a daily basis. And I remember that the next day I was going to have to go tell all of these employees that they were losing their jobs. Okay. So the night before I went out, had way too much to drink, trying to figure out how was I going to spin this in a positive. And I couldn't do it. I did not want to tell these people that had put in their blood, sweat, and tears into this facility that they were going to lose their jobs after everything. I mean, I took it personally. I took it personally that I had failed. I had failed them. That next day I showed up, wasn't in the best condition, but I showed up to give them this, you know, this devastating news. There were two ladies that were there, and they were in our housekeeping. You know, I've always been the leader that I feel like you should treat everybody the same. I don't care. Everyone, we're a team. You know, you treat everyone, the housekeepers all the way to the CEO, you treat everyone the same because it takes a team to make something work. I had two housekeepers. I knew that they were the sole providers in their families. They'd been there since the beginning, way before us. And I had built a bond, even though they didn't speak a lot of English, I'd built an amazing bond with these two ladies. And I remember after I told the group, it was about 100 people, that they were going to lose their jobs. I was crying. I mean, I know that was not very professional, but guess what? I'm a person too. I have emotions. I was crying. Half the people were crying. And these little ladies come up to me and they gave me the biggest hug and they said, "Hey, Chantel, we're going to be okay. Are you going to be okay?" And that right there, I thought, okay, that was a pretty significant moment in my career. Talk about those aha moments. That was an aha moment. And I realized, you know, if I would have had my tribe at that point and been able to really go through the emotions, I might have been more effective. I might not have been. I don't know. But at least I mentally would have been in a better place. You look at some of the examples that you go through and think back. When could that tribe have really helped me? When could I have used that board of directors for my life? I think that's what the terminology people are using now. The board of director for your life. When could that have been helpful to me? Accountability. Who can hold me accountable to some of the things that I want to do in my life? There's so many distractions out there, but who can help me hold me accountable? And, you know, we do this with our own tribe. My tribe, what do you want to accomplish? What's been your greatest feat in the last 90 days? What are you worried about? And then we come back to those things. How can we have dealt with those things better? And learning from each other. I go back to with the tribe, it's really important. Now that I found my tribe, oh my gosh, my life has become so much better because I know I have that safety net to go back and talk about things and not take them home and impact my personal life or not take it out on my employees. No matter, you know, what industry you're in, the challenges are all the same. You can build that tribe with you. I think it'll make your life easier moving forward and help you be a better person all the way around. So you're probably asking me, Chantel, okay, that all sounds great and dandy, but how do I find my tribe? We talked a little bit about some of the organizations that are out there that can help facilitate finding your tribe, but I'll leave you with this today. My action item for you is find one woman that's at your level to befriend, okay? Make an effort. They're probably looking for the same thing. Admit, hey, I might need someone to bounce something off of. I might need an ear here or there. Don't make it one of your PTO friends. Don't make it one of your children's friends. Don't make it one of your best friends that you've known forever. Find somebody within your organization. Find somebody within your building that you can go to lunch with. But know that in order for it to be effective, you've got to be able to do a few things. Be vulnerable. Be vulnerable with that person. None of us likes to talk about our weaknesses. Nobody likes to talk about our failures. Nobody likes to think that we don't know everything. I mean, I tell everybody all the time I know everything. They all laugh at me. You've got to be able to be vulnerable and say, hey, look, this is where my challenges are. Tell me what your experience has been. I've learned even with my kids, you know, when you're struggling talking to somebody, just ask them to tell you more. Tell me more. And people love to tell about their experiences in their life. Secondarily, trust. You know, you want to make sure that you build a great trust because nobody's going to share their deep, dark secrets or some of the things that they've been through unless they know that they could trust you and that you're not going to be telling everybody else at the water cooler what you just learned. Build that trust. Commitment. You've got to commit. It's like every other relationship in life. Commit to them. Hey, let's meet quarterly. Let's meet every 6 months. It doesn't have to be, oh, we got to talk every day. It's, hey, let's check in. Let's check in every once in a while and make a commitment to them. Put it on the calendar and leave it. Before you leave that lunch, put on the calendar for 3 months from now. Hey, look, I get it. Shit happens. Things come up. But at least it gives you something to look forward to, but also it holds you accountable to see, okay, what are some of the things that we talked about? Now, how am I doing there? Just make sure you have that on the calendar. So that's what I would suggest today. Find one person. That one person may know somebody else and you may start building your tribe, but go out and see if you can find that one person to have lunch with, have breakfast, have coffee, and see if you can start building that relationship. Hey guys, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate you guys listening. I look forward to our next episode. So have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Get Real, Get Results. Now get off your ass, get out there, and enjoy the life that you want to live. We're here if you need guidance. And until next time, do your best, enjoy the small victories, and stay unstoppable. And don't forget to visit ChantelPreston.com for coaching or keynote booking information. And remember, you have to get real to get results.